Deb Washler, welcome.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Love Fort Wayne began as a Leadership Fort Wayne class project. Would you tell us briefly about its intent and purpose?
The intent of that program is an engagement with the Fort Wayne community as far as why people love to be here. You know, loving your community, rebranding that, and making it a very positive experience for everyone. And that helps the community as a total as far as when people are looking to move here, people are looking for things to do. It's just an ownership and a pride.
And what a wonderful idea. What a wonderful community.
Exactly.
Okay. Love Fort Wayne, Chalkwall. Tell us exactly how it works.
Well, the first one that we have is at Wunderkammer Gallery, which is the old Casas on Fairfield. And that one focuses on, we call it the 07. So when you pull into his parking lot, you'll see the chalkboard wall and it'll say, I love the 07, which is the 46807 zip code. Then it has lines that say because and then a line and a period. So it is just a matter of picking up that chalk, walking up to that particular board and saying why you love living in the 07, visiting the 07. Then we have two that will be at the Arts United Center on the Arts Campus. So one at the Hour Center, one at the Arts United Center. That one will focus on downtown. So why I love downtown. We'll have one at the Tin Caps game, and that'll just focus on neighborhood, because with the Tin Cap games, we have people coming in from very different neighborhoods across the city and across the area. So with that one, it'll say, I love my neighborhood because. So folks have an opportunity to kind of talk about why they love their neighborhood. And then we will have one at Firefly Coffee House. So that one will be, I love the 05 because.
How did ArtLink get involved in a wonderful collaboration like this?
Well, I actually had a board member, Angela Green, who had sent me an email and said, hey, I found this book and it's really a wonderful project. And this is kind of where this idea came from. It's called Before I Die. This is an artist who lives in New Orleans, and she had a building that was within a neighborhood that had graffiti and stuff on it. It had fallen into disrepair. And so she found the owner and said, do you mind if we put up plywood and put up this chalkboard wall? And Before I Die was the headline. And then people would write in what they wanted to do, accomplish, see, you know, whatever it would be. What ended up happening is then other communities heard about this and they started doing them in several other communities and countries. When the book was published last fall, it had been in 300 countries and communities. So that's where, you know, I saw this project and I thought that was really wonderful. And then ArtLink has launched the Fort Wayne Arts Incubator to help creative businesses get established. And so what we started to realize is it's really wonderful that we can, you know, help people with the business side of it and, you know, help them get started. But what are we doing with the community to engage them to support those businesses as they're started? So we started looking at how we could create community engagement projects, you know, how we could leave our walls and go into people's everyday lives and make art relevant to them. And that's where the chalkboard project came back that I remembered seeing. And I thought about Love Fort Wayne. And I thought, what a great partnership to be able to go into neighborhoods, partner with these guys and create that brand and create that love of where you live and impact people's everyday lives where they're at. I reached out to Amber Recker actually for this project with Love Fort Wayne, and I just pitched it to her. We were having coffee, and that afternoon it was launched. This is a great community for partnerships.
Now, the Love Fort Wayne Chalkwall project certainly is a work of art. The installation speaks for itself, but also has a next generation, if you will, because these will be photographed, right?
Correct. So we have a lovely group of volunteers who are kindly spending their summer driving around with chalk in their car and sponges and all the wonderful things and checking all the boards. And once a wall is full, then we have volunteer photographers who are going out and documenting that wall, and then we wipe it clean and it begins again. And then the intent is when we get, you know, a year out or so, we will compile all of those and they'll actually be shown at ArtLink so everyone can see what all the walls look like and then see how the project has grown from there.
It does sound like a plan, and it sounds like a fun one. It sounds like it should work. Now, in your personal experience as artist and art director, how does it stack up in the creativity and the practicality ends of things?
Actually, pretty well. As murals go, it's fairly inexpensive. So that was one great thing. This was something we could implement quickly, have a large impact with it, and still maintain our budget as we work to secure sponsors to expand the total project. That's wonderful. From an artist's perspective, people are very creative when they're writing in there. Some of the comments they're wonderful. I mean, just to read them. So it really does develop as its own, you know, work of art for that time period. while it's captured, and then it starts over again. So I think it's a very successful project on both fronts. And if that is the entryway to the arts, then that's a wonderful thing. If that's the entryway to participating with your community, that's great.
Deb Washler is the executive director of ArtLink. She joined us today in the WBOI studios. Deb, thank you so much for sharing your time and your love, Fort Wayne.
Thank you very much for having me.